Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Breakout of chaos everywhere. USC, Texas, and Columbia.
Defying the midnight order to remove Tent City.
The former Miss Israel beauty queen smashed in the face with a protester's stick. Then, a close shave. The toddler running for a busy intersection.
As a truck is bearing down.
And the hero barbers who dropped their clippers to save the day. And does Trump want to go to jail?
Is Donald Trump goading the judge to throw him behind bars?
Donald Trump is almost trying to bait the judge here.
Then, nightmare on the highway.
Do exactly as I say, or you could be shot.
Cops with guns drawn.
But the car hadn't been stolen at all.
Keep walking backwards.
How could this happen? Plus, where did he come from?
The Wile E. Coyote that ended up in New York City's Central Park.
And all the king's horses running scared through the streets of London. Plus, hot dog. The flamethrower robot dog.
They're extremely, extremely dangerous.
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. The pro-Palestinian demonstrations at colleges around the country show no signs of slowing down. It's now spreading to more campuses. Today at the University of Texas in Austin, hundreds of students walked out of class as cops in riot gear pushed back. And at USC, angry students swarmed a police car. Stephen Fabian has more.
Pro-Palestine protests spread to the University of Texas at Austin today, with hundreds of police in full riot gear confronting students who walked out of classes. The confrontations came as the protests roiled campuses coast to coast. Harvard University, University of Southern California, and in New York, the chaos continued at Columbia University. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was shouted down as he tried to speak after a visit to the campus today. Some of the tents from the pro-Palestine encampment engulfing the Columbia University campus were removed last night. But get this, the tents that were removed were back in place today. An Inside Edition producer is there.
All the tents that were taken down as a result of yesterday's negotiations have been reassembled.
Similar tent cities have sprung up at prestigious colleges across America, and there's speculation they're being organized by outside agitators.
Insurgents have come in onto the campus. They're living inside these tents. I mean, this is just out of control.
Protesters are also targeting public figures. Yesterday, it was actor Alec Baldwin. Now, New York City Mayor Eric Adams was confronted on a plane to Miami.
Are you Eric Adams? Yeah. You support the genocide in Palestine?
Hundreds gathered outside the Brooklyn home of Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer.
Be right
Today, police are looking for a protester who struck a 25-year-old former Miss Israel in the face. Video shows the protester hitting Noah Kokva with a pole during a rally in Times Square. Noah competed in the 2021 Miss Universe pageant. Like most Israelis, she also served in the Israel Army. I spoke with her today.
This could have hit you in the eyeball. Mm-hmm. You could have lost your vision.
I know. It's insane. Like, these people, they're trying to protest again for peace, but they're using violence.
Shalom. Korim li Hirsch Goldberg Polin.
Meanwhile, the terrorist group Hamas has released this propaganda video of a 23-year-old American Israeli hostage. Hirsch Goldberg Polin's arm was blown off during the October 7th attack. His parents, Rachel Goldberg and John Polin, are probably the best known of all hostage families, traveling the globe, urging the world to remember their son. Until this video released today, he had been feared dead.
We heard your voice today for the first time in 201 days. And if you can hear us, I am telling you, we are telling you, we love you, stay strong, survive.
He appears gaunt after more than 200 days in captivity and bravely holds up his severed arm.
After his arm was blown off by a grenade, Hirsch had to tie a tourniquet around it to save his life. This was not a regular day at the barber shop. When two barbers spotted a toddler running alone toward a busy intersection, they dropped their scissors and sprang into action. As Les Trent reports, these guys are definitely a cut above the rest.
It's a little girl, and she's running right for a busy intersection. But two barbers see what's going on and leap into action. Can they save the day?
Apparently, the toddler slipped away from her mother at this bus stop, which is right down the street from the barber shop. The mother reportedly took her eye off of her daughter for 1 second and didn't even realize she was gone.
Osvaldo Lugo and Rafael Santana were taking care of customers at the Look Sharp Barbershop in East Hartford, Connecticut, when the girl ran by their window. On the surveillance video, you can see them doing a double take. The barbers instantly realize the danger the child is in and run out the door, leaving customers still sitting in their chairs, wondering, what the heck is going on here? Racing down the steps of the barbershop, off they go. With the little girl just a few feet away from running into traffic, they do it. Lugo scoops her into his arms. Here it is again. Look how close that truck and all the other traffic came to hitting her. The two barbers look around, trying to figure out where the child came from.
It's very busy. This is a main intersection.
I spoke to them today.
I immediately said something and looked back to see if the mom was behind her, but there was nobody behind her.
My initial reaction, it was just, I gotta get there.
A day at the barbershop ends with a real close shave.
It took the Hero Barbers a few minutes to find the child's mother. They say she didn't realize that her daughter had wandered away and that she was shocked and embarrassed, but also incredibly thankful. Jurors in the Trump hush money trial have the day off as testimony resumes tomorrow in the case. And the judge has still not ruled on whether to hold the former president in contempt of court for repeated violations of his order not to talk about participants in the case. But some observers suggest Mr. Trump would welcome a jail sentence for political gain.
Does Donald Trump want to go to jail? He seems to be daring the judge to lock him up.
It does seem that Donald Trump is almost trying to bait the judge here.
Trump faces a $10,000 fine or up to 30 days in jail for prosecutors say repeatedly violating the gag order.
We have an unconstitutional gag order by a highly conflicted judge.
He's even using the threat of jail in dramatic fundraising emails, writing, "My farewell message. If things don't go our way, I could be thrown in jail." His ally, firebrand Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, is even floating a wild conspiracy theory.
They want to lock him up in jail for the rest of his life so that he dies in jail, and they want to take away his Secret Service protection so that he is murdered somewhere in jail.
He doesn't want to go to jail, does he?
I don't know. You'd have to tell me politically for one night. How valuable could that be to Donald Trump?
I think it'd be crazy.
Meanwhile, Senator Ted Cruz is responding to yesterday's bombshell testimony from former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, who admitted he created fake stories to hurt Trump's rivals for the 2016 Republican nomination. Pecker testified that after the Republican debates, I would receive a call from Trump fixer Michael Cohen, and depending on who did well that night, he would direct me which candidate to target. That notorious story about Ted Cruz's father conspiring with JFK's assassin Lee Harvey Oswald, it was pure fiction. The image of Cruz Sr. with Oswald was photoshopped. But Trump went on TV and hyped the fake news.
What was he doing with Lee Harvey Oswald shortly before the death, before the shooting? It's crazy. Horrible.
What does Ted Cruz think of Pecker's admission? He spoke about it on his podcast today.
They doctored the photograph and like basically mashed two photos to create literally the very embodiment of fake news.
Other news today, there are a lot of things to be concerned about if you live in a big city. Pickpockets, violent crime for starters. But here's something that is not on the list, but maybe should be. Coyotes. Megan Alexander explains why.
A coyote in New York Central Park? It's not something you'd expect to see smack in the middle of America's largest city, but there he is. Jogger Brett Cohn came face to face with this menacing looking animal during his morning run in Central Park.
I look up and there's a massive coyote staring right at me. We just kind of like acknowledged each other. We saw each other, realized we weren't threatening each other.
The New York City Parks Department issued a warning. We have no reason to believe this particular coyote is unhealthy or poses a threat to human safety. However, we advise everyone to keep their distance and avoid close contact. Across the USA, we're now seeing coyotes where they've never been before. Carrie Chanowski says she had the fright of her life when she was walking her dog in Quincy, Massachusetts. A coyote was stalking them.
Were you afraid?
I was scared. I thought for sure the thing was going to catch up with me, and I thought for sure there was going to be an attack. And I've never had one come at me.
And look how easy it was for the coyote to jump that fence.
My neighbor across the street was yelling, "Run, Kerry, run." And at the same time, I was trying to explain to her, I'm trying.
The scarcity of food is luring coyotes to more urban areas. And this time of year, they're also looking for food for their newborn pups. So don't be surprised if you encounter a coyote in person, even if you live in a big city.
Now a horrifying scene in London where some horses broke free of their riders and made a bloody dash through the streets. Turns out they were part of the royal stable. So what caused two of the best trained horses in the world to bolt?
The king's horses are on the loose, and this magnificent beast is drenched in blood.
There was chaos in central London this morning.
These horses were suddenly seen galloping in central London.
The chaos unfolded during the height of London's morning rush hour. It was a stampede through the streets for 2 hours over 6 miles. One horse came to a halt after crashing into a tour bus. Look at the busted window. Bystanders caress the terrified horse and try to pull him out of the street. You can see blood splattered on the pavement. The horses belong to the British Army's Household Cavalry. They are front and center during ceremonial events like King Charles's coronation.
Hundreds of horses are taking off to begin the king's grand procession.
Even on coronation day, one horse lost control and slammed into the crowd. They've also shown their unfriendly side, yanking on a tourist's ponytail. So what set them off this time? Here are the horses moments before the chaos, rehearsing for a parade. Then they heard this. Rubble being removed from a construction site. It apparently spooked them and they took off. One soldier was thrown off as his horse plowed into a minivan. Thankfully, all the king's horses and all the king's men are going to be A-OK.
That bloody horse was treated by a vet. It's now back at the military base. This man was driving a loaner car while his own car was in the shop when he was pulled over. And within minutes, he was terrified that he was going to be shot by officers. Jim Murray reports it was all a big mistake.
Cops pull over a vehicle, and it's about to get really intense.
Driver, this is Orange County Sheriff's Department. You're considered armed and dangerous. Do exactly as I say.
or you could be shot.
The officer believes the driver has stolen the Kia SUV.
Go ahead and step out of the vehicle with your hands in the air and face away from me.
The terrified driver complies.
The top collar of your shirt and pull it up. Pull it up so I can see your waistband.
With his shirt covering his head, the man manages to walk backwards. He has no idea why he's been pulled over.
Keep walking, keep walking.
Cops armed with assault rifles then converge on the vehicle. I spoke to the driver, Jamie Rogers, who was on his way to work when the nightmare unfolded.
It was terrifying. I thought I was going to die. I thought I was going to get shot. It's like if I sneeze, if I fall, I got my shirt over my head. I'm walking blindly. They're going to take me down. They're going to kill me.
It turns out it was a horrible mistake. The car Jamie was driving had been reported stolen by this Kia dealership in Orange County, California, but the car hadn't been stolen at all. It was a loaner vehicle, which Jamie and his wife say the dealer gave them to use while their car was having extensive repairs. While Jamie Rogers was being detained, his wife Natalie says the dealership called her to let her know about the mix-up.
I'm thinking, oh my gosh, my husband, who I know is innocent, who happens to be black, has been pulled over for a felony stop. Every thought was going through my mind was, how was he treated? Was he thrown to the ground? Is he in jail somewhere? I was terrified for him.
They say the dealership told them that their loaner agreement had been misplaced, and that's why they reported the car stolen. It happened 3 years ago, but this video is just being released. These parents of two young children shudder to think what could have happened if their kids had been in the car.
I'm just so grateful that my kids weren't there.
Keep turning. Turn all the way around to face away from me.
So where was the loaner agreement? It had reportedly fallen behind a file cabinet. The couple's now suing the dealership, which denies their allegations.
Next, hot dog. The flamethrower robot dog.
They're extremely, extremely dangerous.
And birthday cake disaster.
This is what it was supposed to look like, and this is what they got.
Small cursive middle of cake. Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
There's a new product on the market. Robot dogs armed with flamethrowers. Is that a good idea?
It looks like something out of a sci-fi movie. And now you can have one of these flame-throwing robots for yourself. But would you really want one? It's called the Therminator. And the remote control robot dog just hit the market with a price tag of $9,420. It has a built-in tank for gasoline, or get this, napalm. It shoots flames 30 feet out. You're probably scratching your head wondering why anyone would need a flame-throwing robot dog. The Ohio-based company selling the Therminator claims the robot dog is useful for snow and ice removal, and get this, entertainment. As you can imagine, not everyone is on board. Sounds dangerous, goes one comment. This is a joke, right? What could possibly go wrong, goes another.
This is definitely a no-go. It is not a toy. It's a very dangerous apparatus that will take lives. It will cause destruction, and it should be immediately taken off the market.
Then there is this exchange on CNN.
I like all dogs, I really but not that dog.
On CBS Mornings, Natalie Morales had one question.
Is this legal?
It is legal because flamethrowers are unregulated in most states.
The Terminator, really?
But if you live in the state of Maryland, don't even think about getting one of these. It is the only state where flamethrowers are illegal. When we come back, a birthday cake. Oops.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
She ordered a birthday cake and gave instructions of what she wanted on it. And as Amber Cagliano reports, those instructions were followed to a T.
This woman ordered a birthday cake from her local Walmart.
The cake was for my 22nd birthday. I'm not really a cake person, actually, so I kind of just wanted it to take some pictures with.
The order should have been a piece of, well, cake. Peyton Shamak had asked for a simple white cake like this with custom-ordered icing.
I wanted it to say Aries Baby, and then in parentheses I put small cursive middle of cake.
2 days later, Peyton and a friend picked up the pastry and got quite a shock when they opened the box.
Right away, we looked at it and we're like, why is there so many words? And then we saw what it said and we just burst out laughing.
So what did the cake say? Well, in addition to Aries Baby, which Peyton had asked for, the Walmart bakery team included the directions Aries Baby, small, cursive, middle of cake, in big black bold icing. Peyton's photos of the quirky confection is going viral, with sweet tooths on social media sounding off. Took literal to another level, goes this crack. You can definitely say that again.
This is hysterical.
Walmart did fix the cake in time for Peyton's birthday. When we come back, a Little League showstopper. Finally today, put him in, coach, just for entertainment.
This Little League player is stepping up to the plate. But first, he's got to bust a few moves. Look at him go, and go, and go. His coach tries to slow him down, but he's got more moves. I'm not a player, I just crush a
lot. That's just his walk-up move. That's Inside Edition. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed
or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.